The number of people going to college is down around the U.S., and in Wisconsin, the UW system recently announced a slight decline, too, with about 3% fewer students overall this fall. Some economists say a lot of that can be blamed on the country's growing economy and low unemployment. But our next guest says for the long-term story, we need to talk about America's declining birth rate. Justin Fox wrote about this. He's a business columnist for Bloomberg. Justin, welcome to Central Time.
Great to be here.
We've talked some on the show recently about these numbers happening now. You, in a recent piece, look forward about 10 years. What can we expect to see when it comes to our college enrollment?
Basically, for it to nudge up probably through 2025, 2026, and then it's just downhill all the way after that, although it really varies a lot by institution. Like in Wisconsin, the UW-Madison is still growing and adding students. It's the regional campuses that are going down, and that's pretty much it's identical to what's going on in definitely other Midwestern states and probably a lot of the rest of the country.
Now, you point out in your piece that it can be tough sometimes to predict what's going to happen in college enrollment when you look at demographic trends and enrollment trends. What are some of the things that have hung us up in the past?
Well, so after the baby boom stopped booming, there was a lot. There were going to be suddenly a lot fewer 18-year-olds in the, I guess, late 70s, early 80s. There was going to be a big drop-off, and so there were some dire predictions of this was going to be terrible for colleges. What happened instead is enrollment rates just skyrocketed, and more people went to college. Then there were these projections in the early 90s that as the millennials started going to college, there'd be this huge demand for professors and such. And the millennials did go to college. Enrollment went up a bunch, but they did hire professors, but they were mostly adjunct jobs. There wasn't much of an increase in good professor jobs. And there's sort of infamous book written in the 90s that I supposedly convinced some people to go into get PhDs, and they're still bitter about it.
There's gold in them, our academic departments.
And exactly.
Turned out there wasn't.
Yeah, and so now the books that are coming out now are like the one that I rely on very heavily in one of these columns I've written is by Nathan Graw, who's an economist at Carleton College in Minnesota. And you know, he says in the book, I would not advise looking for a tenure-track position at a U.S. university in the late 2020s. So that's one warning out there.
And people have pointed toward nowadays, we've got this economic recovery. We're past the worst effects of the Great Recession. People are maybe able to get jobs without much education that they wouldn't have 5-8 years ago.
Yeah, and that's why the regional campuses and two-year colleges, to some extent, are getting hit harder by that temporary, you know, business cycle effect. Because, yeah, there were lots of people in 2008 through 2012 or so who maybe didn't really want to go to college, but they weren't going to be able to get a job anywhere, so they went. And I think a lot of those are trying the labor market instead.
And that can be good news for now. But in another piece you write, long-term, if people aren't getting an education, and that doesn't necessarily mean a four-year degree, but if people aren't getting post-high school education, that could be a problem down the road. Why is that?
Just that if you delay it, there are ways, and there's lots of people in the U.S. higher education system talking about ways to make better pathways from you work a few years, you go get a certificate in something, don't go off 4 years to college, but get a certificate in something useful, and then go back into the workforce at a slightly higher level. But that just doesn't happen a whole lot, and there is evidence that basically the longer people delay any kind of higher education, it has negative effects on their long-term earnings.
Talking to Justin Fox, business columnist for Bloomberg, looking at a couple pieces he wrote on the future of college enrollment. After about a decade or so from now, people are expecting it to go down potentially quite a bit. Justin, you say that could be a time and a reason to maybe shake up higher education in a way that benefits students more. What would be a positive way to approach this hypothetical downturn in the number of people in college?
Well, so what happened a decade ago was there was a ton of college-age kids coming out of high school, and a lot of them wanted to go to college because the labor market was bad. And at exactly that time, states were cutting funding to higher education all over the place, which is somewhat understandable because they were going through budget struggles in the recession. But it just created this perfect storm of awfulness for people who are now in their late 20s, which is sort of the largest age cohort in the country, who are stuck with lots of student debt, were at universities that were a little bit overwhelmed. So if you look at it, flip it in the other direction, if you're going to have this smaller group of kids coming out of high school, and you know, hopefully the economic situation for the states will be better, and they won't. And for the past few years, they have not in general been cutting back on higher ed. They've been increasing funding. So one can at least imagine that maybe one way that especially junior colleges and regional campuses find to survive is to find ways to serve these kids better and be more flexible and maybe be cheaper if there's a way to do that and get some bits of higher education to more people, not necessarily four-year college degrees for everybody, but a little more training, steering people into careers, other things. And at least, you know, the demographics are in favor of that because these places are going to have to do something. So maybe they'll be creative.
If we're going to see a decline in the number of college students in, say, a decade or so, are we already seeing this happening in our, I don't know, kindergartens and elementary schools?
Yeah. I mean, the National Center for Education Statistics keeps track of how many kids are in every grade. And I'm trying to remember exactly, I guess the decline, I think there are a lot of 12-year-olds, and then it starts declining at 11, 10, 9, and gets lower after that. And you know, that can be affected a little bit by immigration, but since immigration has been going down lately too, in general, their elementary schools are already being hit by this.
Part of the problem in predicting college enrollment is how do we know who's going to enroll? One big factor is a kid is apparently more likely to end up going to college if their parents did, too. How does that all affect these trends we're watching?
Right, and they're getting to be more and more, a higher percentage of kids are in that situation. So, and this is Nathan Graw at Carleton, that's kind of the gist of his approach, is trying to look at the demographics of kids who will be getting out of the parents of kids who will be getting out of high school in the coming years and make projections about how many will probably be heading on to college. And I mean, the problem, so I think the percentage he thinks will keep going up a little bit because of that. The problem that a state like Wisconsin faces is just, you know, they're fewer and fewer. There's going to be a rise for the next couple of years, but then after the high school graduating class of, I guess, 2025, it's just downhill all the way unless a lot of people suddenly decide to move to the state. And so, again, the main campus in Madison will probably be fine because it attracts lots of people from outside the state, and so faster growing parts of the country will send their kids there, but that's not going to necessarily be happening at all the regional campuses.
And one last note, Justin, I think it was one of your pieces you write. Yeah, there might be fewer college students out there. It's not going to get any easier, though, to get into Harvard.
Yeah, because that's one of the, and this is, again, Graw's projections, but I think it's also just borne out by what we all see, is you're going to have more and more kids nationwide who meet the profile in terms of who their how much money their parents make, how much education their parents have, that they're going to be trying to get their kids into elite colleges. So that one group is actually not going to be shrinking, even as the number of high school seniors in general will be shrinking.
Justin, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Justin Fox, opinion columnist at Bloomberg. He writes about business and economics with us today to talk about why college enrollment is expected to go down in a decade or so, big time here in the United States and in Wisconsin.